To go to my message to you today. My scripture reading today is in Hebrews chapter 9, and let's go to verse 23. Therefore, it was necessary for the copies of these things in the heavens to be cleansed with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ did not enter a holy place made with hands, a mere copy of the true one, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Nor was it that he would offer himself often, as a high priest enters the holy place year by year with blood that is not his own. Otherwise, he would have needed to suffer often since the foundation of the world. But now, once at the consummation of the ages, he has been manifested to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And inasmuch as it is appointed for men to die once, and after this comes the judgment, so Christ also, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time for salvation without reference to sin, to those who eagerly await him. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this service today. Each one that's here, Lord, we ask your blessings on them and on their families. Lord, let them see your work in their lives and your plan for their lives. And Heavenly Father, we ask your blessings on the rest of this service. And work in each thing, and let the blessings come to those, and let them understand what you bring to them. And Lord, in all these things, we give you praise and honor and glory. In the name of Yeshua, we ask, and amen. My text is taken in the verse 27 of my scripture reading. And inasmuch as it is appointed for men to die once, and after this comes the judgment. And my message to you today is entitled, Appointments with Yahweh. Now and next year. That sound a little weird, do you? Appointments, and I'm talking about your appointments, with God, with Yahweh, now and next year. We make appointments for literally everything. Hair, nails, cars, mowers, blowers, taxes, surgeries, weddings, funerals, and the list goes on forever. The most important appointments that you will ever have already has been made for you by Yahweh for today and next year. These are yours appointment for next year. So listen up. You might want to get the pencil and paper, perhaps. I'll have copies to give out after our service today for the ones that want it. But these are your appointments. They've already been made. 2012, appointed times of the Lord are, and you can reference this in Leviticus 23, Leviticus chapter 23 in your Bible. These are your appointments, already made. God made them. They're specifically for you. And the first one is that every seventh day, Saturday of each week of the year is a Sabbath, an appointed time of the Lord. And service begins at 10 a.m. Okay, quickly. April the 6th, Friday, is a Passover day. Now, I'm not going to give you the service times, but you know Passover, our service begins at sunset the previous day, and so on. April the 6th, Friday, is Passover day. April the 7th through April the 13th is the seven-day festival of unleavened bread. April the 13th, Friday, is the last day of the festival of unleavened bread. It's a high Sabbath. We will have a service every Sabbath and every high Sabbath. May the 27th, Sunday, is the festival of Pentecost. September the 17th, Monday, is the festival of trumpets. September the 26th, Wednesday, is the festival of atonement. October the 1st, Monday, through October the 7th, is the seven-day festival of tabernacles. October the 8th, Monday, is the festival of the last great day. Like I say, I'll give you a copy of this after the service. You'll know our service times and the dates. So I know you'll want to keep your appointment with Yahweh, each and every one of them. And these are your two appointments for now that are inevitable, inescapable, and unavoidable. You will keep the appointment, even though you didn't make them. You can't change the appointment. You won't be a split second late. These are two appointments that you will be on time. The two are death and judgment. And my text to you said in Hebrews 9 and 27, it is appointed unto men once to die. You have that appointment. It is made already, and you will keep that appointment. It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. One thing to remember, death will not keep you. Death will not keep us, prevent us from keeping our appointment with Yahweh in judgment. Death won't keep you from that other appointment of judgment. Can you hope to avoid death by having perhaps great wealth or fame? Let's say the wealth of Henry Ford or Rockefeller, people like that. Will that make you able to avoid disappointment? Two appointments that I spoke of? We know not. What about if you've lived great spiritual lives, been a great person for God, such as Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, Daniel, Paul, James, and all popes that have ever been. Will that help? Will that help you to avoid the already made for you? What about having great political power? Perhaps like George Washington, Ronald Reagan. Is that going to help? No. What about something that we might all can relate more closely? What about having a severe allergic reaction, great allergies to even the thought of death? What about if you have a great allergy to death? You want to avoid it at all costs. Don't want nothing to do with it. Nowhere close to it. Let me see. Not even the slightest possibility of death you want to think about or consider, or the consequences, or what lies beyond, or the hereafter. We want to avoid it to the point that we want to live the healthiest lives that we can possibly live. We want to eat the very best food and eat just exactly like we know we should. We want to avoid risk. We want to avoid long working hours because we think that's a detriment. We want to get the best of rest. Is that going to help? All to avoid the possibility of it, death, as long as possible. All to avoid the possibility of death as long as possible. But nothing will prevent you from keeping your appointment. Let's speak about judgment a little. Judgment, according to our text, comes, it follows death. Let's look at Romans, a little bit of Romans 2. And I'll first say that judgment will be according to truth. Your judgment will be according to God's word. Truth. The whole truth. Nothing but the truth. Just as it should. Just as in a court of law. In the natural. We only want the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. And our judgment is going to be just that. In Romans 2, if you look at that whole chapter, you'll find that's some of the truth that you will be judged by. And look at the whole chapter. God's Word, the royal law, the Ten Commandments, the gospel that was brought by Yeshua and the apostles. Let's look at Romans 2 and 6. Who will render to each person according to his deeds. You notice right above that you see the words righteous judgment of God. God knows every thought that you have. He knows the intent. And your heart. There's nothing hid from him. And the scriptures even say that everything that you think is hid now may be brought to light. Part of the judgment. Let's look at Romans 2, starting at verse 11. For there is no partiality with God. You think you're going to get a righteous judgment when you stand before God? At judgment day, at your judgment day, at your appointment, you're going to get a fair trial? Absolutely. There is no partiality with God. You will get a fair and righteous judgment. Well, what about if you have a lot of political pull? Is that going to help? What about if you're real wealthy? Is that going to help? What about if your skin is black? Is that going to hurt? Is that going to help? I'd say it's not going to enter into it. We're going to get a righteous judgment according to righteousness of God. And it's in this book of His. It's in the Holy Scriptures. The Holy Scriptures complete. Let's look at Romans 2 and verse 16. Romans 2 and verse 16. On the day when, according to my gospel, God will judge the secrets of men through Christ Jesus. What all does that tell you? You're going to get a righteous judgment. Who is going to be the judge? Yeshua, Jesus Christ. Yahweh is going to see that you get a righteous judgment through Yeshua and using the Word of God, using the absolute, unadulterated truth. The judge, the appointment date, final verdict. Let's look at Acts 17 and verse 30. Acts 17 and verse 30. Therefore, having overlooked the times of ignorance, God is now declaring to men that all people everywhere should repent, because He has fixed a day in which He will judge the world in righteousness through a man whom He has appointed, having furnished proof to all men by raising Him from the dead. The judge, the appointment date, the final verdict. There is coming death for all, unless Yeshua comes before your death. And after death comes the judgment. But Yahweh has other provisions. Loving and only Son, Yeshua, is your sacrifice. He is the perfect Lamb of God that went to the cross at Calvary, that provided the blood sacrifice for you, that your sins could be forgiven. Yeshua. Went to the cross for each one of us. Yahweh's plan. The facts are, let's look at Ezekiel 18 and 20. Ezekiel 18 and 20. The person who sins will die. The son will not bear the punishment for the father's iniquity, nor will the father bear the punishment for the son's iniquity. The righteousness of the righteous will be upon himself, and the wickedness of the wicked will be upon himself. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Sin is the transgression of the law. And sin requires, and is always required, sacrifice. And it does today. And Jesus provided that blood sacrifice approximately 2,000 years ago. Yahweh has a plan. And his plan is being out. Yahweh and Yeshua loves you beyond your comprehension. Yahweh has a plan. And you can know that plan. It involves you. It involves your service to them. Let's look at John 3:16. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Yahweh wants you in his family. Yahweh wants you to use the gifts that he has given you. You should want his Holy Spirit. And after having his Holy Spirit, which represents power on high and power within you to do whatever he has planned for your life. He wants you to have him in you, and you will have him in you with his Holy Spirit. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. That's the plan. That's God's master plan for his greatest of creation. We have the question again. Can anyone or anything separate you from God's love and his provisions for you? Can anything separate you from what he has for you? There is an answer. Can anyone separate you? You can separate you. That's the one and only one that can separate you. But you can do that. You can say no to God. He's given you that decision-making ability. You can reject him. You can turn your face away from him. There is an unpardonable sin. Read about it in your Bible. Unpardonable means unforgiving. If you go to your grave and your death, not having gotten forgiveness from your Father, you're going to go to the ultimate death, spiritual death. Let's look at Romans 8 and verse 35. Romans 8 and 35. Who will separate from the love of Christ? Will tribulation or distress or persecution or famine, nakedness or peril or sword? Just as it is written, for your sake we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But in all these things, we overwhelmingly conquer through Him who loved us. For I am convinced. Now listen at this. For I am convinced that neither height. Let's start back. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. If you want God, nothing can keep you from Him. Nothing can snatch you out of His hand once He is yours and you are His. Nothing can come between you and Him except you. You can decide, I don't want God. I don't want that way. I don't believe it. It's just story. It's made up. It's history. You can decide that, but it'll entirely be you and your decision. That's the only thing that can prevent you from being the person and going to the place that your Heavenly Father that created you, that's the only you from fulfilling His plan for you. If you would, stand with me in prayer. We would first like to say our blessing from God to us and from us to each other. Let's read this together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace. Bow with me in prayer.